Thanks for joining us on NITV Radio today. And a new series is coming to NITV, Earth Oven.
Fantastic. I am just so honored that someone's got the show on. So thank you so much. I'm very honored that NITV have my show. They have wonderful programs. I was actually just in Australia during the Christmas. So up at Rockhampton. So I tuned into a couple of those programs.
And how was your
And we're off
time
to
up at Rocky? It's a beautiful part of the world,
hot,
Rockhampton.
hot, very hot, very hot. But yes, look, my show, there's some wonderful cooking shows on your channel already, with all different kind of flavors and all. But the thing about my one's outside in the bush. My one's outside on indigenous people's playing grounds. My one's out in the open. It's not only about the food, it's about the culture. It's about these wee connections that we have and understandings that we need to do a little bit more work in terms of understanding one another, bringing these indigenous cultures to the fore. And so, yes, it's very exciting for me. It's something a little bit different and challenging at times as well. So I guess it's something a little bit fresh. We're not inside a studio on a nice table, and everything's set out on a kitchen. And so we're out there mixing it with the people. We're in the bush, we're in the forest, we're riding horses, we're on the oceans. So out there with the elements. So it all has that kind of thing. I feel a bit like, what's her name? Joanna Lumley at times. I could be the Maori Joanna Lumley.
And tell us about some of those amazing locations around the world in which you visited for this series.
Well, gee, look, we were a place very close to a place called Petra. We were out in Wadi Rum with the Bedouin people. That was spectacular. Every day going to work there, we were there for about 7 days. I just felt like I was in a movie, and I was going to come across Lawrence of Arabia anytime soon. So very spectacular to be in this in these kind of locations. Of course, Petra, the famous Petra Israel, was only a couple of miles down the road, so we happened to pop in there as well. But again, Hawaii, again, Australia, up in a place called Cairns, where I got to reconnect with my Aboriginal brother, David Hudson, who we met way back in the day on a movie called The Island of Dr. Moreau, starring Marlon Brando, Val Kilmer, David Thewlis, Temuera Morrison, David Hudson. And we become very close. We become very, very close indeed. So it was wonderful to reconnect with David. And that's one of my special programs too. Just the brotherly love we showed together. Again, the family. Again, David's a very, very talented bicultural man, and it's just a buzz and exciting to be around him. He just has so much depth. He's one of these guys that can park up on the road and just run into the bush and come out with an ant nest, and he'll make you some suntan lotion out of it. So yeah, he just blows me away. Of course, his didgeridoo playing is spectacular. Of course, where he took us to these lava tubes, we're like in the outback, so yeah, fair dinkum, mate. Fair dinkum. Fair dingo, mate. We were out there.
And
That
tell us
dingo stole
more.
my baby. I was right out there. I better work on that accent.
Tim,
I better work on that Australian accent. That Australian accent needs a bit of work.
tell us more about that episode featuring Dave Hudson. What else did you explore in the app?
Well, humor too. We're just naturally funny guys. Funny, he's a Merle Haggard fan, so he loves singing country music. There's something about my brother. They just ride into country music, and look, he just breaks into the first line. He goes, "Well, today I started loving you again," and then I'm right in there with him. I'm right back where I'm really. And we haven't seen each other for 28 years, and we just sing, and the voices just, I don't know, they just tone. They have a nice tonal quality when these two voices meet. So he's a special mate, a special person, along with his family. Of course, all the family turn up at the end of the show. He got me. I thought I was going to be eaten by the crocodiles. There was one river we were right in, and I'm going, man, this looks spooky, this river. And he had me doing all sorts of things. And things like the bark off the tree. That's your that's their way they cover up the food. Of course, they go through the same process, the rocks. We've got to get the rocks out of the special river, the special kind of rocks, volcanic rocks. He had other names for them. We had some of the family turn up and take us on a little hikoi through these lava tubes. I saw snakes. I saw bats even. And man, lucky I'm Aquaman's father, so I was able to connect with those bats.
Tell
And
us more about the bats. They sound really deadly,
they're in
bro.
the cave. There's too many of them. They're just flying around in this lava tube we're in. And it was just nice. It was just nice to catch up with David. Our voices blend well together, and those kinds of things. Just I don't know, when you meet people and you have a voice, two voices like him and I, we just blend, we harmonize. And again, I just get blown away by the depth of his talent. I have one regret: I've never got him to dance in this spectacular location, and just seeing the way they move their feet. It's not like we have the haka. Haka ho mata ka mata ka. That's like a rhythm. Ho mata. It's all like a beat. It's a beat too. But these fellas beat. Ooh, they kind of got a hopping motion in there, and they actually physically embrace the spirit of the animal. And man, out it comes. So anyway, yeah, I was right in there. I was right in there. He had me bouncing around like a kangaroo. Put it that way.
And what about the food? What did you cook with Dave Hudson?
Well, some of it was traditional kangaroo tail. We also had the pork and the chicken, the usual stuff, the sweet potato. Gee, I must say, visiting the market up there in Cairns too was just spectacular. I must say, I've never tasted so many variety of sweet, sweet mangoes. And the food, you know, some of the raw product that we have down here in Australia and New Zealand, we just, you know, that's where it all goes back to, the raw product. Anyway, yes, we had some turtle meat as well. We had some crab. Yeah, it was very, very nice, very, very sweet. And Dave does his earth oven, the Bangar, they call it, very, very similar to the way I do mine. We start quite small and we build the fire, build the fire, build the stones. And, you know, we just take our time. And the other good thing with David's one too is just that we're both quite funny people in real life. You know, there's no acting, there's no script, but we're just quite, I don't know. Yeah, we're just quite funny fellas. We're kind of funny fellas. Yeah, we just have a good old laugh. So and then and you can't script that stuff sometimes. So hopefully our camera caught some of this magic. And you know, the people, the viewers sit back and watch it and just sort of say, hey, this is something warm, this is something cuddly, and of course it's funny. We move it along a little bit. Of course it's the well, we can't just have a shot of the fire heating rocks for 40 minutes. So we have to go out there and discover things too and see where those connections are and learn a little bit more about the culture. Meet some more of the family who are very good at what they do as well. So yeah. And then the tide came in a little bit high, so I was a little bit scared because we had to go out and get some crabs, and we got there a bit late. So I was worried about with the tide comes up, of course the jellyfish can come in. Oh, but anyway, I got out unscathed. That's for sure. Seeing the signs on your guys' beaches are a little bit different from our signs. Yeah, I survived. If I'm ever going on Survivor, I'll take David Hudson with me. There might be a celebrity survivor someday, and I might need to go on there, but I definitely will be taking David Hudson, and we will win the competition. But I'm not quite sure if I'm allowed to bring somebody, but he would be my man to survive the elements.
How did this whole idea for the series Earth Oven come about?
It was the producers, Nicole Horan, sorry. Nicole Horan, and of course her partners, and beautiful woman. I got to work with these wonderful producers, and they make television anyway. They thought of the idea, and what also helped it was my friend Mike Jonathan, who does all the camera work, and we just recently worked together on one of our movies, Kapa Whai Tonu, which has been doing well in the indigenous movie world as well. Kapa Whai Tonu. And he's a very good dear friend. And he told me about it. And I said, oh, gee, I love hangi. That's my favorite kai. That's my favorite food. So it didn't take too much convincing when the girl's ma came back to me and they said, oh, now what do you think of the idea? I said, oh, I love the idea. And guess what? I got Jason Momoa coming down with a few friends. I'll put a hangi down for them. and we can film it, and we've got a little bit more footage to help with our proposal. So that's what happened. Jason and them turned up. We had a wonderful day, and we filmed most of the day too. Me preparing the hangi with my family up on the coast. We had a wonderful place to stage it up on the hills there, right by the ocean. So yeah, and it came out well. Jason and them all turned up. They helped, take all the dirt off the hangi at the last minute and reveal the food. And of course, all I could hear while they were eating it was Jason yelling out to his chef. He just kept yelling out to his chef, meaning that he's got to learn how to cook this. And I said, I'm not quite sure he's going to light his fire in the city, but we'll see how he goes. But yeah, so it was a buzz having Jason there. I said, I'm not going to put on. Jason's been very, very generous to me in the past, not only given me work, but also takes me out for dinner occasionally and picks up the tab. So I thought I didn't want to do the normal barbecue. Or the steaks and chops on the sausages on the barbecue. I thought we'd go a little bit more earthy and show him a little bit more culture and love. Of course, he knows it anyway because he's a Hawaiian, but we all still enjoy that process too. We had a great day, and that's how it all come about, really. So I think with our girl, they're called Hai Mama Productions. They're based in Auckland, and very fantastic too. I've worked on a lot of stuff and working with these mana wahine, I call them, women with a lot of mana. And they know the game, they know the craft. And we did get it, we had our little bits and pieces. What you do is still hard work when you got to out there and start shooting and try and run away from jaguars.
And tell us about your trip to the Middle East.
Well, Middle East was a bit different. We met the people, and we had to drive out there in the middle of the desert. We did a little bit of camel riding, and they do theirs in a kind of a like a drum, like one of those old gasoline drums, but it hasn't got gasoline in it, of course, a 40-gallon drum. And they place it into the sand. So you dig a hole, you put the drum in, then they kind of have a tier system, like a little wire mesh basket thing, which all the food is on different levels. And so they put that inside the drum. It fits in there quite nicely. They actually got a lid on the drum. Then you come put a blanket on top, and then you cover it with sand. But again, you light the fire. No rocks, though. No rocks. We just find a little brush, natural timber around in the desert there. And we just use that. And we burn that down into like a charcoal. You place all the food on the inside, and it did not take that long, about an hour and a half. Yeah, and we all sit around. They add a little bread and a little bit of rice and eat with our hands on the tent floor. The only thing I was a bit worried about was getting too much sand in the food because if the wind blows up. But yeah, another spectacular way to eat. Again, they put their food in the ground, and it allows them to go off and walk their goats and their sheep and tend to whatever else they have to do out there in the desert. Just sitting under the shade is what's good enough for me, but oh, there's plenty to do out there as well. And then it allows them to freeze them up for their work activities. And then they come back and reveal their zaab, they call it the zaab, but very nice, very nice. And also out there in the middle of the desert, there are these kind of, they're a bit like an oasis, really, where they have these gardens. There's a aqua water system running underneath certain parts of the desert. So, we were able to go source the veggies from that kind of area. And yeah, amazing, different again. Assalamu alaikum. Mara okra, inshallah, if God willing. I love that bit. I love that bit. I may see you again soon, Kerry Lee. And then you'd say, Inshallah, 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 if God is willing. Yeah, I like that, don't you? It's up
I
to the
love
gods,
that.
Kerry Lee. I'll see you again. Well, Mara okra, inshallah, inshallah,
Love that
if
very
God is
much,
willing.
Tim.
I love that stuff.
And did you get to learn a lot of language from the places you visited around the world, Tim? Tell us about that.
Yes, oh yes, I was right into it. I've forgotten it all by now, but anyway, I got right into every culture, even going to Santiago, a place called Chiloé, seeing where all the potatoes originated from, even meeting this woman with 112 varieties of potatoes. We had to bring them over on the canoe many, many, many moons ago. And so from places like Rapa Nui, things like that. So you learn the connection, with a little thing like a kumara, a sweet potato, which we have everywhere now. But yeah, going to Santiago, beautiful there as well. Beautiful people. At the end of the day, Kerry Lee, we're all just beautiful people. beautiful people who's only for love. And we're just living our lives. And we all connect in some way or another. We have this energy force, the thing called Modi, Mauri, Modi. It's a living life force. It's said, they speak about it on Star Wars, that force. We all got it. And it's a beautiful thing. And what a beautiful show that you're. Hopefully, your people will enjoy on NITV.
Brings me to my next question, which is the work that you've done over in Hollywood. Tell us about that, Tim.
Yes, well, I've always had a little inkling or a little drive to sort of make my way to Hollywood, which I did eventually after my 3-year stint on Shortland Street. But it's been a while now. I just had that, I guess, that tenaciousness to give it a go. Of course, nobody knew Dr. Ōpato when I first got to Hollywood, which was my soap character here back in New Zealand. However, yeah, I just got a lucky break. The big thing for me was, of course, once were Warriors. Yeah, to be noticed in Hollywood at that time and the way the climate was, you either had to go through all the process, which was difficult, finding an agent, a manager, casting people, or you get noticed in a movie. And in this case, I think a few of us got noticed with Once We Were Warriors. So I was able to, that opened a number of doors. I was able to get an agent. And yeah, I did things like Dr. Moreau. My first Hollywood movie was with Pamela Anderson, Barbed Wire. I did Speed 2 with Sandra Bullock, 6 Days, 7 Nights with Harrison Ford. Then it all goes away. It's up and down. It's up and down. Then they forget who Tim Weta Morrison is for a little while. Seem to get amnesia occasionally, and then I get spotted again. Then people like Jason Momoa have been great, and then I do work back in New Zealand and Australia just to keep the kettle boiling or the pot boiling. Yeah, it's been quite an up and down. Nothing's always the same or constant. It's 1 minute they know you, next minute they don't. But yeah, the phone is still ringing. I've been blessed. Jason's been great for me too because we just had that big Chief of War, which has been screening on Apple TV. That's been huge. And that was a spectacular show, actually. After, I did a lot of things, but even working on Chief of War, just the way the cast came together, we all took responsibility for certain things. We created something quite fresh, something spectacular, something we hadn't seen before, like that Polynesian thing coming through. So yeah, so it's been up and down, but I've been blessed. I can go to Hollywood. Work over there and do a few little things. And then also come back home, keep your feet grounded, and do things like this earth oven. How much more grounding do you need than that, Kerry Lee? I've got to get this rocks on. When you're coming over, I'll put a hangi down. Let me know. Put Rotorua on the map. We have the hot pools here too, where you can bathe and feel like $1 million afterwards. And look a little bit better as well. We have magic waters in our area here of Rotorua. So, yes, please come and explore. Put it on the list.
I will put it on the list, bro. That sounds really deadly indeed. Now, looking back at the whole series you've created, do you have any highlights from the whole series, or were they all
Oh, the whole
highlights,
thing,
bro?
really. Oh, everything was just getting on the plane, flying business class. Oh, gee, that was nice. We flew business, flew economy a couple of times. Yeah, they were good. Just every day was just a beautiful day. Meeting people, horse riding, listening to David play his didgeridoo, hanging out on the camel, spectacular diving. A lot of the things that I really, really enjoyed were the simple things. Going for a canoe paddle were the very simple things that don't require much money, funnily enough. So yeah, beautiful thing. Even going diving here in New Zealand, going to get the rocks here in New Zealand. It's just, yeah. All highlights, really. Just a beautiful day. I just enjoyed every day, and it was nice too. I'm not hiding behind any characters, not trying to act, not trying to say dialogue. Just be natural, which I kind of enjoyed. It was a nice change. But yes, still kind of getting used to that.
And you just mentioned there the simple things in life. And I often find the best things in life are free, Tim. Do you find that?
Yep, that's what I was just about to say. Beautiful things.
We might leave it there for today. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on NITV Radio. Thanks so much for joining me today. And we'll be seeing you on NITV screens for Earth Oven. Thank you so much, Tim.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.